I was wrong. I'm not done with it. It's 10:35 and 6 seconds. Matt, you have a mission in life here. I need to be out of this by 10:37 because I really want to get to the tip story. I've spent way too much of the show. Okay, first I talked about the piece that the PolitiFact and a listener to this show sent a letter to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel complaining about the uneven treatment in PolitiFact between Scott Walker and Mary Burke. I did a Right Wisconsin piece on it. I've talked about it on the air. Greg Borowski, the editor of PolitiFact, apparently doesn't think his words should ever be made public. Again, this started because a listener to this show inquired, well, why the uneven treatment? The listener then shared Borowski's response with me. I thought I was done with this. The listener who shared this with me got an email from Borowski at 10:06 this morning. Listen to this. Hi, blank. I wanted to briefly follow up. As you probably know, Mr. Bader took the information you sent him and used it to crap on me and the work of PolitiFact Wisconsin in an online column published today. So much for taking my time yesterday to provide a clear and honest answer to a reader who purports to be sincere in his inquiry. As such, I will not be responding to future emails you may send. Are you kidding me? What a whiny baby. Best regards, Greg. Best regards? After you tell the guy to go bleep himself? Best regards? You are exactly right, Chris. A friend just I am. Oh, my. They certainly do think PolitiFact is something very, very important. Yeah, and have a nice day. Wow. So this guy has to come up with a pseudonym now. See, maybe I was wrong earlier in the hour. That's why you need phony names. That's why. Are you kidding me? God, are they thin-skinned. They should do what I do. Or you do, Matt. I mean, Matt, for those of you not listening in Green Bay, those of you in Wausau and Sheboygan, Matt does the morning show here. And it's we call it where information and entertainment collide. Every once in a while, you'll say something. I mean, you speak publicly. And I take these complaints. He just said Aaron Rodgers is gay. He didn't say that. He just said this Packer uses performance. He didn't say that. Those are the only two I can think of off the top of my head. You should do what we do. Work without a net sometimes, Borowski. Or better yet, without a brick wall, hiding your sorry ass. Oh, did I say that out loud? Oops. Oh, that wasn't intended for public use, Greg. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, do you notice something, though, Matt, in this? He used it to crap on me, okay? Not on you personally. And two, he didn't say, Bader said a bunch of false things about PolitiFact. Now, did he? He didn't say that, did he? I'll tell you what, that's what the courts are there for, Greg. Why don't you sue for defamation of character? Hmm? By the way, that line's from MASH, but I love it. All right. This time I'm really moving on. Unless Greg Borowski does something else entertaining, then what the hell am I going to do, you know? This is just way too much fun on a Friday. This has been known, this has been coming for some time, and I did a topic on this when the IRS rule was first announced, but it kicked in on January 1st. A change in tax policy, which is making life miserable for restaurants and their employees. It's making tax reporting an absolute nightmare for restaurants and possibly costing their employees a lot of tips. It prevents restaurant workers from collecting automatic gratuities. Usually, it's the 8 or more, isn't it? They put an automatic 18% on there. Here's why. Because if you're, and Matt, you've done this for a living. Which, by the way, I say I've shoveled manure for a living. I tell you. Now, and by the way, I have had excellent dining experience recently, and I tip really, really big these days. Really big. If I get excellent service, it's always going to be upwards of 20%. Always. Not everybody's that way. They're not. And you get these big groups. You know what happens, and Matt, you can attest to this. There's eight of you. Well, there's a bunch of us. I can go 5, 10%. He's going to come out pretty good anyway. But that big party consumes so much of his or her time. Am I right on this? Yeah. What for it to work out for him or her, it's got to be as if they were four parties of two. I mean, tip-wise. Or it was a long night at reduce. Okay. So that's why, if you ever wondered why, that's why they do that. It's not because that's why they can provide lousy service and you tip 18% anyway. Unfortunately, however, some people treat it that way. Some go above and beyond, hoping to get more than that 18%. Now, I've done that. We were in a party. It was my parents' 75th wedding anniversary. There was that 18% built on there. And there was way more than eight of us. I mean, you can start doing the math. You know, my parents' kids are married, grandkids, I'm at least 20. We all then tipped individually on top of the 18%, and the service was excellent. You know what they did? They bought us a bunch of rounds of drinks in the bar. They're like, hey, apparently what happened is none of the – because and Matt, they had like four waitresses working it. And we did the math. I mean – there were hundreds of dollars. I mean, it was huge. And apparently the waitresses couldn't believe it. And they went and told man, hey, that party there, they went crazy on the tips. And they did. They bought us drinks. It's like, well, this works out well. I didn't get my tip back, but I did okay. That wasn't the, you know what I mean? That wasn't the goal anyway. So what happens now is it prevents restaurant workers from collecting automatic gratuities. The added 18% fee many restaurants charge to groups of eight or more is part of their tips. Instead, that added fee will be included in their payroll. So it's not a tip anymore. It's part of the, what is their base? It's so low because of the, is it 260 still something an hour? It's something like that. 235 you were at? Well, it's years ago, but I don't think it's much more than that now. So they get taxed on it. It means less money in servers' pockets and more for the federal government. Remember, these are the low-income people that Barack Obama wants to help. We had a lot of nervous servers when they first heard about it, said Pat Forcia, marketing director for Hell's Kitchen in Minneapolis. They would have to go without the extra money in their pocket until it went through their payroll process and showed up in their checks 2 weeks later. He admitted to being confused by the rule change when it was first announced in June 2012, but after consulting with an attorney, he was told there was an easy way around it. Now, Hell's Kitchen is using a suggested gratuity of 18% on big groups, but the amount isn't added directly to the check. So they're saying, well, we suggest 18%. Okay, maybe some will. Maybe some won't. Maybe some will do better than that. Here's where it gets really messed up, though. Restaurant workers in a lot of states are paid, as I mentioned, below minimum wage with the assumption you're going to get it back in the tips. For restaurant and hotel owners, it should raise a red flag, according to Travis Gamotz, an attorney who specializes in hospitality and entertainment law. Under the old rules, employees are required to disclose their tips to their employer on a monthly basis, and the employer is responsible for deducting income and payroll taxes from that amount. Now that some tips will be regarded as part of an employee's pay, it eliminates the possibility of an employee shortchanging the government when he or she reports tips for the month. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Well, people aren't reporting their tips. And you know what's interesting about that? I know that. My wife and I talk about that. I tip in cash whenever I can. Because if you put it on the credit card or the debit card, then there's a record of it. When somebody does a hell of a job for me, I want to make sure they get every penny of it. And yeah, I'm okay with paying it in cash. I'm perfectly okay with that. So I want you to think about this. Just think about this. Liberals, they are the ones that care about poor people. They have the compassion for the low-income earner. This is hurting the person that you allegedly care about the most. Now I've often, and this is this is my point with the whole McDonald's thing. You know, $15 an hour wage. If you're working at McDonald's and you want to make more than you're making at McDonald's, try a job that takes more skill, and you have to be a people person, and you work your butt off, and you can do well. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get rich, and I'm not saying it isn't really hard work. It's really hard work. I'm not saying that. But then you have the IRS going after these very people. I don't have a specific question for you on this. I guess just a reaction. This is going to be a bookkeeping nightmare now for restaurants, and it's going to hurt the very people that liberals claim they like, the people who are working hard and not making a lot of money, the very people they claim they're going to help. That's what it does. If you have any thoughts on this at all, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Otherwise, I still have other things to get to. 1046.